In Malawi, more than 1.6 million people will need food assistance in the coming months. It's a conjunction of two factors, crop failure and high food prices. And the most vulnerable household families cannot cope with this situation. That's why they need food assistance support.
Is this a request from the government of Malawi or it is an ongoing operation for WFP?
It's following a report by the Malawi Vulnerability Assessment Committee. Along with the government and with other partners, WFP is preparing to meet the growing needs of those people. We are also preparing cash transfer to the most vulnerable, and this will enable those families to buy their own food. We estimate that as many as 15 out of the 28 districts of Malawi are affected right now by this deteriorating food security.
How long do you think the program will continue?
We think that until March 2013, which will enable the next crop maybe to be better than the previous one, and hope that the most vulnerable families will be able to cope with the food assistance in between during this lean season.
Malawi was once said to be self-sufficient in food. What has happened to their food stocks?
We have seen that the rain was late. These late rains resulted in decreased maize production, as much as 40% in some areas. Consequently, the poorest families couldn't buy the food anymore because of these high food prices. We also have the recent devaluation of the national currency by 49%, coupled with soaring inflation. All these economical factors have created the vulnerability of the poorest families. They cannot cope. The prices are too high, fuel is too high, food is too high, services are too high. And this combination has created those 1.6 million people in need of assistance.